Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Marco Hunter, talking Houlton boys basketball. The Wildcats are 2-14 on the season with three games really since last we spoke, and we'll go back and start with the one last Friday, which was maybe the best win. You've had a couple pretty good ones, Coach, but the win against Horton was solid, certainly, you know, a much needed win. You kind of called it a must win for your club, and they responded mainly in the second half. You're up 23-21 at halftime that game, but really turned it up and put the game away in the second half. What was kind of the biggest difference, I guess, that you saw from your team in the second half and kind of pulling away way for that big 19-point win?
Well, the second half, you know, being up two, and you know, we've been in that position before in a couple games, and then we just kind of come out very flat, and the game gets away from us. And you know, we were struggling defensively. We just didn't guard very well the first half, and the coaching staff, they said we can do something different, and you know, and we have a lot of defenses. You know, I'm a combo defense type guy, Corbin Fikes said, "Coach, why don't we try black?" And I go, "Okay, we'll try it and see how it works." And you know, we did our 1-3-1 and a little half court trap, and it kind of played to our advantage. So we stuck with it, and we kind of create a little bit of separation in the more than a little bit of separation in the third quarter. It was 12-3, mm-hmm. And that was huge. And then you know, Carrick got hot in the fourth quarter, and we found him with three straight threes in a row, and that was a big plus for him. You know, he's coming on stronger the second half of the season. He's being a lot more aggressive, which is what I've been trying to get out of him most of the season. And, you know, he's tapered down and just being, allowing himself to play and be that scorer that he can be. So that was a must win for us. And I thought we played well second half, and we just pulled away and had a fun time doing it.
Yeah, you mentioned Carrick. He had 19, had 18 against Royal Valley. Big shot to tie that game, 73-73, as you're kind of mounting a comeback, mm-hmm. And really an exciting game. And, man, ended up being one defensive rebounding away from at least going to overtime. You're almost a deflection away from, you know, taking the lead in the final seconds of that game. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it was tough because you had to love the way your guys battled back and made the comeback and kind of made it exciting there at the end. But I'm sure kind of frustrated as well that just couldn't quite, you know, get it done in the end.
Yeah, you know, the frustrating part about that game, and you know, the most important stat, as always I tell the kids, is that outside of scoring, the most important stat has to be rebounding. And you know, the first half, you know, my assistant coach Trey Alexander, he's, you know, he keeps stats and just certain stats that I want to key on at halftime if we need to. And you know, the first half we gave up one offensive rebound. And the second half, we gave up 8 or 9 offensive rebounds, and that was the ball game right there. As fierce as we came back, and we shot the ball well, and we found the hot hand, and you know, we hit 6 threes in the fourth quarter, but you know, it came down to rebounding, and that's what hurt us, and that's been our Achilles heel all season long, is rebounding. And you know, we're not the biggest kids, we're not the strongest or the longest kids, but you know, rebounding is a little bit more effort, and you know, we backed off from that, and we've done that more times this year than we haven't. But I'm pleased with the comeback, because that was more one of the most exciting games I've been a part of in a long time. But just to see the kids, you know, not quit. You know, if it was December, you know, we're down 12-13 points to start the fourth quarter, you know, we might get beat by 25 or 30. And the way we fought back was very pleasing to watch, and it just, you know, everything looked good except didn't get the win. So
yeah,
we'll get 75-73. And you know, and Corbin Fikes put a lot on his shoulders. You know, he was pretty devastated about the loss because his man got the rebound. And you know, and I explained to the kids, that's not the one shot that lost the game, fellas. I said it was your third quarter rebound that lost the game for us, you know. But you know, then they responded well, and Corbin, he's I love to have the seniors another year. He plays so hard for his size and gives everything he can. And, you know, it hurts for him and the seniors to not win that one. But we get him again on senior night. And, you know, I think we can shore up some things and give us a better game and have us a better chance to win.
Yeah, you bet. Corbin was a big part of the comeback offensively, of course, with 14 in the fourth quarter and ended the game with 22.
Yeah.
One other player that I wanted to ask you about is Grant Warner. He obviously had a monster night in that first quarter, 11 points. He ended up with 17 against Royal Valley. But it seems like, you know, the team's doing a better job of getting him the ball, and it seems like he's doing a better job of, you know, positioning up, wanting the ball, and then, you know, being aggressive when he gets it. I feel like his play's come a long ways here the last few weeks especially.
Yeah, and that's been an emphasis with him, and that's, you know, one thing we'll work on with him more is, you know, his footwork and trusting to go using his left hand a little bit more. But you know, he's understanding his role, and you know, he's a man child. As Coach Alexander, he's you're a man child. You're a big kid, and you're a strong kid. You know, he lifts weights. He's a three sport athlete. He does everything, but he's made great strides all season. And you know, even though you know, he had a big first quarter, and we didn't find him a lot in the second half, but we almost didn't have to because our guards finally got going, which helped. So it kind of counterbalanced everything for us. And you know, looking back and scoring 28 points in the fourth quarter is huge. You know, you might not score 28 points in a quarter all season, and that was huge. And he was big. He's the thing with Grant is he's just going to get better. He's going to get better, and he's starting to be a little bit more vocal and kind of demanding the ball a little bit more. And because I told him, I said, you have every right to demand the ball because you work hard to get position, and we don't get you the ball, so that's frustrating. So, but I was pleased with him, and I think he's going to be just fine as we close out these last six games too.
Final thought, coach, as we wrap it up. Busy week for you. You had the makeup game from the Valley Falls tournament, played against Jeff West, early game against Valley Falls. That was really tough. Yesterday afternoon, you end up falling 85-49 to the Tigers. So you knew that was going to be tough. Proved to be that way. You'll get them again as well, but I guess it sounds like it's just on to the next and trying to focus on St. Mary's here Friday night.
Yeah, and that's the way we probably, you know, it was like a midseason tournament all over again for us, you know, and then talking to Coach Smith at Jeff West, you know, their schedule, they've been playing three games almost every week since winter break, and you know, at this time of year, you kind of like that. You don't have to practice as much. You just play basketball. So it's not a bad thing, but, you know, we'll play them again next Friday at their place, and, you know, I can't say they caught us on a bad night, but it's hard to bounce back after an emotional game like we had Tuesday night and playing earlier in the afternoon. But, you know, we're not going to make any excuses for it. We're just going to keep getting better and get ready for St. Mary's on Friday, which will be tough. At their place, but you know, we're looking forward to a challenge and see what we can do and get some positive mindset back for us. You know, we played so well with Horton and played so well with Royal Valley, and you know, we want to get the last two games kind of out of our system and just keep moving forward.
You bet. Well, we'll see you Friday night in St. Mary's, Coach. Thanks for your time as always.
You bet. Thank you.
Coach Marco Hunter, the Holton Wildcat Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Community Healthcare System, by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, and by Medical Pharmacy.